Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wake Up Ministry Sunday Enlightenment Services. We thank you for gracing us with your presences on this beautifully blessed day of our Lord, Sunday, May 29th, 2016. We will start our services off as usual with the Lord's Prayer as led by Sister Nye and Brother Yuri. We will then move on to a scripture as read by Sister Jay. Then we will move on to a psalm as read by Sister Zai. Finally, we will be welcoming the humble man of God, D. Taylor Jr., who will be gracing us with the Lord's Word today. Remember, if you have any questions, prayers, requests, healings, exorcisms, etc., please feel free to give us a call on our prayer line at 337-502-9553, or you can send us an email to wakeupministries1@gmail.com. We will get back with you promptly. Thank you again for joining us, and let our Sunday Enlightenment services begin.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and if not, the temptation, deliver us from evil. Thy kingdom is the power and the glory forever and ever. In God's name I pray. Amen.
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 I will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 26 through 29 through 30. For lest a man meet you this bread and drink this cup, and you show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not concerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Amen.
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 Chapter 24, verses 1 through 5. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul and humanity, most wanted people, he shall receive blessings from God's salvation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us, giving honor to God and his highest. Before we get started, we're going to pray, but we're going to be headed to Malachi, chapter 1, verses 2 through 12, and chapter 3, verses 4 through 9, 2 verses 8 through 17. Ladies, cover your heads. Men, uncover your heads. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. You woke us and allowed us to serve you once again. We ask that you remove any stumbling block in our way today, Father God, and circumcise the hearts and ears of the listeners. Therefore, your medication could be administered properly so they can go out among others and understand and speak your word properly. Thank you, Father God, in your name, in Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Malachi, chapter 1, verses 2 through 12, chapter 2, verses 8 through 17, and chapter 3, verses 4 through 9. When you get there, please say amen. It's going to be before the New Testament, the last chapter of the Old Testament. After Daniel.
Amen.
So let's get started. I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us. Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom said, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus said the Lord of hosts, they shall build and I will throw down. They shall call them the border of the wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord had indignation forever. And your eyes shall see, ye shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you. O priests that despise my name, and ye say, wherein has we devised thy name? Despise thy name. Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, therein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person? Saith the Lord of hosts. And now I pray ye, beseech God, that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle the fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even until the going down of the sun, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have polluted it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even meat, is contemptible. Chapter 2. Verse 8 through 17. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Have we not all one Father? Had not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously, every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our father? Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem, for Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that doeth it, the master of the scholar out of the tabernacle of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. And this have ye done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, with crying out, insomuch that he regarded not the offering any more, or received it with no goodwill at your hand. Yet ye say, wherefore, because the Lord had been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dwelt treacherously, yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant? And did not he make one, yet had the residue of the Spirit? And wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed? Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of your youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, said that hateth putting away, for one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and ye deal not treacherously. Ye have wearied the Lord with your words, yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? When ye say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighted in them, or where is the God of judgment? Chapter 3, verse 4 through 9. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old and as in the former years, and I will come near to ye to judgment. And I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and all the adulterers and against the false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling and the wages and the widows and the fatherless and that turn aside the stranger from his right and fear not me, said the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I have changed not, for ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with the curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Amen.
Amen.
Now you sit and marinate on the words of the Lord to Malachi. Even through his ups and downs with us, he chastises us because of his love. And from the beginning till now, man disobeys God's commandments. They betwixt themselves with women and men that are not in Christ, that are not of God. They marry sorcerers, and they marry witches, and they marry people practicing idolatry, like you see in many churches today, which are not churches of God. They pray to Mary. They kiss the feet of statues. They carry trinkets with men and people on them, and they try to portray themselves as children of God. They try to be twixt and twist and turn the commandments, the laws that God gave Moses, the Ten Commandments. You revert back to Exodus, you can see where God left us a bookmark, the basis of the rules and regulations that we should be following. And being some consider themselves priests of God and carry themselves on a certain level, when in all actuality, after Christ, they were not supposed to be any more priests. But if you read and understand the Bible and become a student of the Word, you will know and understand that. But man deals with God treacherously, but man expects to be blessed. Monetary gain does not tell us that a man is blessed by God, but you can tell by his life and his surrounding. You can tell by his seed, how many seeds he has, and is his seeds blessed. Are they of Christ? Are they of God? Or are they running the same wretched race as their fathers and their forefathers before them? Are they walking and talking like the Lord Jesus, becoming a complete replica of him and teaching us the lessons that he taught his disciples and us, being that he was with us from the beginning? He also walked and talked with Adam in the garden, the first man, regardless of what science may tell you. Science is a lie, and if you believe lies, so be it. It's on you. Those hypocrites will learn, so will those trying to sue and remove things from the Bible. A homosexual is a homosexual. It is an abomination under God, under Christ. Child molesters, adulterers, murderers, thieves. God said, the Lord said, being that he is the Word of God, that these type of individuals will not enter the kingdom of heaven. But he gives them the opportunity to change their ways, to take a step back and look at their lives, accept Christ, remit their sins, repent, and become a new creature, which means you walk a different way, you talk a different way, you carry yourself different, and the things that happened before that period is null and void. And God has put us position where we are already saved, but we have to save ourselves. There's more steps to it. You know, in the beginning, God gave us everything, handed it to us. And like a spoiled child, we lash back and want to do what we want to do. So now that we are being chastised, we still act as if we are spoiled children, not taking heed in the word and the commandments of the Father, the Creator, treacherously. And we follow false prophets, and we follow false God. Not all of us, not speaking of myself or my family or children of Christ, but there are a lot of individuals out there who are committing sins on a daily basis, and they go to church and want to take the offering, which is a symbol of Christ. And what comes with that is sicknesses. And what comes with that is curses. And what comes with that is the treachery that you have created for yourself. And God gives us an opportunity to save ourselves through his Son who has already saved us. But because we are so hard-headed and we lack the wisdom that we were blessed with as a child, Jesus said, suffer me the children. Children are so wise except when we tarnish them. They are simple. The simplicity of the way a child's mind works is so amazing. And when we sit and if we can go back and think like a child, being forever forgiving, loving everyone with no limit, until we create that monster of a child that tries to discern things for themselves, for them. When we give a bad child a gift, when we give a bad child the things that they want with no type of punishment, with no type of chastisement. But God is chastising us because he loves us. And he wants us to do the same for his children, our children. As we see on the television and the news, television and the radio is the worst thing you can give for your child. Especially if you're not putting any time into them. Because you let the television hypnotize and teach them. Teaching them that they need a girlfriend or a boyfriend, that marriage sucks. How can something holy under God suck? If you look at the whole picture that God painted for us, anything under Christ is holy for marrying 2, 3, 4, and 5 times. If you didn't get it right the first time, if you made a poor choice or a poor judge, it is not God's fault. It is your own fault for not choosing a child of God, a woman or a man that fears God, that live and stand by certain rules and regulations that they're willing to die by. So you know they won't be sleeping with someone else, cheating with someone else, bringing home other people's kids and telling them that they're yours, bearing false witness against their husband, trying to break down a man of God and making him their footstool. Your household she'll never be blessed. And the reason things won't go right is because of you. A woman should know her position. A man should know his position. And when you play your position according, you will reap so many benefits from God. People today got some things going on in their home, some strange happenings. Somebody may have put a curse on you, some voodoo, some sorcery of some sort. This is what God does not allow. God hates this, but you must be in Christ to receive the full umbrella of God. If you think about it, it's like a criminal asking not to go to jail, even though he has been caught with the things he has been doing, and he's saying, I'm not going to do it again because he has been caught. Not because he has learned, but he has been caught, and he's trying to weasel his or her way out of it. And sometimes this is the way we act with God. We lie to him and make promises, trying to weasel our way out of the curse or the punishment that we are going to receive. And the easiest way out and the easiest avenue to take is Christ. He set forth everything we need. All we have to do is follow. But we're too busy trying to be in a video vixen or a pimp or a super prostitute. And if you watch the TV, these role models, they are all there teaching our kids to be as an awesome prostitute or an awesome whore or an awesome wicked person. If you sit and look at the things that are depicted on television, there is no happiness in a house with God. There is no happy foundation in Christ. There is nothing that God holds solid, which is a lie. And all these people and these stations will be punished for it. You may not see it. A lot of them are being punished now. If you see behind the scenes of these false ministers and these fake preachers and priests, and if you're following them, you're not using your discernment properly. God did not say, make the preacher rich. God did not say, make man rich. God said, not to oppress the oppressed, to take care of the widows in Christ, his widows, to judge and help the fatherless children. But what man is doing is condemning them, not giving them the chance to find Christ, to find God. They're backing them in a corner in a small box, and they don't know what else to do. But today, we're going to do what we need to do, which is pray, which is follow Christ, which is to follow God's word and God's commandment, what he wanted us to do at the beginning. This message was for everyone here in spirit and in faith and those here physically. We're going to annul all that. Everything will be avoided. Ladies, bow your head. Cover your heads. Men, uncover your heads. Father God, I thank you for this awesome message. You've used me to administer to your children, Father God, those going astray, those staying astray. Father God, I ask that you rebuke all the evil and wickedness of all shapes and sizes. Reject the doctrine of Balaam, all those practicing it, knowing or unknowing, those following these wicked men who are not ministers of God, these business ministers, Father God. I ask that you come swiftly and quickly, Father God, and you receive all glory for your work, Father God. We accept this victory, Father, in your name, in your Son's name, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen.